Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Professor of Law at the University of Baltimore, Kim Whaley. Professor, welcome to KDK in Pittsburgh. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, it doesn't look like that 25th Amendment is going to take place since the vice president said, nah, not going to do it. But just for our own education purposes, what is the 25th Amendment?
So the 25th Amendment was added to the Constitution after President John F. Kennedy was assassinated, because in the original Constitution, there was no sort of alternative person. It wasn't clear who becomes president if someone dies or is removed in office. Excuse me. So they added that, but there's another provision in there, two provisions. One that allows a president to step out of office, hand the power to the vice president, like Ronald Reagan did when he had surgery, and say, listen, I'm out for a few days. I'm going to put the VP in charge. The part we talked about last night, or that the Congress considering, allows the vice president and enough members of the cabinet, 50%, to basically say, listen, this person's incapacitated, unable to do the job, so we are going to ask the Congress, we're going to send a letter essentially invoking the 25th that would then automatically put Mike Pence as vice president. I think it was designed around, you know, say a president has a stroke or has some incapacitation that he or she is not in the position, like Ronald Reagan, to give the power to the vice president, and there's no one in charge. So I think some people, presumably Mike Pence, in declining, I mean, there's political reasons too, but declining to invoke it, is basically making the argument the 25th Amendment is not for circumstances where, you know, the president is a danger potentially to domestic security by virtue of having incited a domestic terrorist rebellion against the Congress.
So they're not going to go the 25th Amendment route, but why would they try to impeach this president with only 7 days left in his term?
Well, there's a few reasons. One is accountability for what happened last week, as well as, of course, before that, the week before that was the call to the Secretary of State of Georgia asking him to find votes, which is arguably soliciting election fraud. Two is to, you know, ensure that the Constitution has some meaning in the impeachment clause, because this is really be even Mitch McConnell and others, stalwart supporters of the president, are saying this is impeachable. But three, there are some practical implications. If there's a trial that happens after Joe Biden takes office, the Congress could ban Mr. Trump from running for office ever again, which some people think is important for 2024, given his 70 million votes this round. In addition, there's no precedent, but it's possible he could be banned from having a lifetime security detail, $200,000+ a year, $1 million travel budget, all of the perks of a post-presidency, some would say, shouldn't be on the taxpayers' tab for Donald J. Trump.
We're with Professor Kim Whaley from the University of Maryland at Baltimore County. I'm curious, when we talk about, and there's a lot of talk about the First Amendment, as Kevin pointed out, what we can and can't do. We want to and have been built on the ability of free speech. When does it cross over to accountability for something that, in this case, five people are dead because of the insurgency trial last Wednesday?
Yeah, so I think the classic example is you can't shout fire in a crowded theater. Maybe that's, you really want to speak about fire, but because that could cause, people to be injured if they're rushing for the doors and people are trampled, it's that line between inciting some kind of potential violence. So the question is for what happened on the 6th is whether Donald Trump's speech at the on the mall, as well as his tweets for weeks before saying, you know, it's going to be wild, come to the Capitol on the 6th, and his speech afterwards where he called them, he said that he loved them and that they were very special, kind of praising the rioters for that activity, if that together crosses the line. Because remember, there's other kinds of speech. I mean, we can't possess child pornography. We might say, I mean, it's kind of a disgusting thought, but that's my speech. That's my religion. Cannot do it. It's against the law. Most of the Constitution, with the exception maybe of the 13th Amendment's ban on slavery, is implemented through a balancing test. These rights are not absolute. There are lines that we draw to protect public safety, even if that means an infringement on someone's individual rights, where our individual rights don't always carry the day at the expense of the broader populace.
Yeah, and Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming made a statement yesterday saying that she will vote to impeach the president based on, quote, the president summoned this mob, assembled the mob, and lit the flame of the attack with his words leading up to that. Twitter has banned the president, so is YouTube, places like that, social media things. The First Amendment, freedom of speech, is that for us versus the government or us versus social media companies? How does that work?
It's absolutely us versus the government. Think of the you know, the traditional slogan, government off my back. All of those constitutional rights are about limiting the power of government, because government has powers, you know, extra powers. It can put people in jail, for example. Regular people can't. That's kidnapping. So the whole goal behind the First Amendment is to limit government's ability to clamp down on speech. It doesn't apply at all to companies like Twitter, YouTube, even though in, you know, today's day and age, they wield a lot of power in the marketplace and really in our public square. There's no First Amendment issues whatsoever when it comes to Twitter closing down anybody's accounts.
A lot of great information, Professor of Law, University of Maryland, Baltimore County, Kim Whaley. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks, Kim.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.